The guys from Def Leppard are with me now. Hello.
Good morning. Hello,
that's a build-up. Thank you.
You have no idea. I've been talking about this so much on the show. I can't believe I'm talking to you. Who's actually on the phone with me?
You got Joe Elliott
and Rick Savage.
Oh, my goodness me. If I could kiss you via the radio, I think I would do that. So if I go like this, will I get a kiss back?
Excitable, this lady.
Just a wee bit. Oh, my goodness me. So you're releasing your first live album. Why has it taken so long for you to do a first live album?
Because we've always gone straight back into the studio after a long tour to make new music. It's quite simple, really. We used to spend a long time making studio records, and then we'd go on the road for an equally long period of time. And by the time the tour was finished, it would be like 3 years since the album came out almost, or since we started writing the album. So by the time, you know, we kind of got home, we'd be like itching to write new stuff rather than listening to the old. We took a year off, 2010, we didn't tour, first time in God knows how long. We did 5 straight years of touring. We decided to take a year off the road, and it seemed like the appropriate time to actually have a listen back to the stuff that we'd recorded on that last tour and see what we got. So that's pretty much why.
And I was going to ask as well, because I was listening to the album and I was singing along to so many songs that I think not only resonate with me, but many people across the force as well, singing along there to Animal. And you know what I thought was really lovely about the album? You can actually hear the audience kind of singing along with you guys.
Yeah, that's what a live album's meant to be. I mean, it's not just the band. We get a chance to put our musical abilities across when we're making studio albums. It's about the show, you know, and the audience is a massive part of the show. And they're what make sometimes what can make a great show or otherwise. But, you know, it's all about the audience. That's why we're there, to entertain them.
And it's a double album with over 24 songs, and I know you got some new songs on there, but just with regards to the songs that you that were performed live, were they performed at different venues across the world then?
Yes, in a word. We recorded almost every show we played, because you don't need to rent in the mobile studio anymore. You just plug a hard drive into the back of your mixing desk and you can record up to 4 or 5 shows on one hard drive. The great advantage of doing that is you don't get red light fever.
What's that?
It basically means that when you bring in the big mobile and you spend, I don't know, £20,000-£30,000 renting in this transportable recording studio, wire it up, go on stage, and then you start thinking, oh God, I hope we don't make any mistakes tonight. You don't perform your show for the audience in the building, you're playing for the tapes that are rolling out on the street somewhere. Mm. By the third or fourth show on our tour, we actually forgot that we were recording them. So we were capturing all these shows and not really taking any... It didn't make any difference if we made the odd mistake. We just wouldn't use that version, you know. So the benefits are enormous to doing that. I think the majority of these songs are all from maybe 3 or 4 shows.
And which songs do you feel, kind of having been together for so long, which songs do you feel go down the best, or which song, I should say, it's a big question, which song goes down the best, do you think, out of all the songs you guys have done?
I think it depends where you're playing, to be honest.
Really?
I mean, it can be different, even, you know, within America itself. You know, certain audiences have certain favourites. It's certainly different in England again. I mean, the majority of America, because of the popularity of Pour Some Sugar on Me in various guises, that's probably the American song. Whereas in England, it could be Animal or, you know, Fooling or Armageddon or Rock or Photograph even, you know. So depending on where you play, I mean, that's the beauty of having, you know, so many hits in different territories, is that, you know, everybody's got their own little favourite.
You mentioned there how technology has changed somewhat. So what have been the biggest differences, do you guys think, in terms of being kind of a rock artist since you started?
Well, we don't wear spandex anymore. That's
first
a positive.
Oh, have you auctioned your spandex trousers off or something?
God, I don't think anybody want to buy them.
We had them digitally removed. I don't know. Musically, it's changed a lot. You know, when we first started making records, we did them the same way that Elvis Presley did. Big piece of tape on a big machine going round, and you hope that it doesn't spool out and split in half. These days, you can record an entire album in your kitchen on a laptop.